The movie will be in theaters next year.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Amazing.
The Fruit Bats frontman Eric Johnson sometimes just makes stuff up out of thin air, much to his band's amusement. Most of what he makes up, though, is great music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. If listening to the Fruit Bats sometimes makes you think you've gone back in time, it's no mistake. Frontman Eric Johnson grew up just outside of Chicago, listening to Neil Young, Fleetwood Mac, and lots of 70s AM radio hits. By the time he formed the Fruit Bats in 1997, he had crystallized those influences into a sound he could morph at will. After their debut, Echolocation, in 2001, the band was signed by Sub Pop, where they've stayed for four more albums. Even as Johnson joined the Shins in 2009, the Fruit Bats remained under his direction, with a lot of fluidity of influences and personnel. Their last album, The Ruminant Band, took a classic rock direction, but the new release, Tripper, is more pared down and keyboard-based. And FUV's Elisa Alley asked Eric if he'd embarked on this new album with particular changes in mind.
Yeah, I think I wanted to go like a little more into sort of cheeky 70s British sounding, not British so much, but just like a lot of the sort of pop stuff that I liked, sort of put more keyboards, more synthesizers, just have it be like Ruminant Band was a pretty like Americana-y sort of country rock, sort of Southern California country rock inspired record, and I wanted this to be a little more like a little more 1970s, like M.O.R. or something like that. And this is a little more keyboardy.
Meanwhile, there are no keyboards in here.
There are no keyboards in here. Yeah, exactly. Today. But that was the necessity is the mother of invention. So we invented a guitar.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
Would you then mind, since you have this kind of setup, maybe playing something from the Ruminant Band?
Yeah, this will show you a little bit of the difference. Okay. So.
You'll always have spokes if you always give buckets of love. Like little sad daddy was living on beaters and grub. Had a blue-eyed bird.
That was from their last album, The Ruminant Band. They have got a new album out now called Tripper. And I wanted to just briefly talk about Tom Monahan, producer.
Yeah, yeah.
You brought all of the players in. You laid down your parts. It took like a week. And then the rest of the time you just spent sort of in the studio with Tom.
Yeah, it was the band at first. And then sort of me going into my own little wormhole for a little while, which I sort of needed to do with this one, I think.
Yeah. And why do you think that was?
I don't know. It was just sort of where I was at, just kind of like something that was calling to me, and sort of where I wanted to go with it. Because it was like a lot of personal stories and stuff, I sort of needed to let it take me somewhere, and I wasn't totally sure where that was, so I had to sort of lead myself into the cave.
The Pretty Pain Cave.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There wasn't a pain cave.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not a pain cave.
It was a nice, pleasant cave.
Somebody needs to tell me what I'm supposed to do. Say that I'm not supposed to be in love with you. Say that you're too weird for me. And you leave. Looking
There's a live performance of You're Too Weird, a song from the Fruit Bats' new album, Tripper. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.